need some architectural character. I think the master plan.
You know, Tim, my last stint on the board 20 years ago, we were dying for ratables, we were dying for demolition, we were dying for.
I remember that.
That was our goal, that was our focus.
Right.
Now, we've got people coming to Ventnor, they want to be here, they want to have second homes here, they come from New York, they come from Philly, Cherryville. So now we got what we wanted, but it's sort of biting us in the butt.
Right.
You know, so be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. So the way to maybe do some of that, when they're coming to this board for a variance, that's when you can start pushing those things in.
That's when the design standard can kick in.
Well, you don't even need the design standard. If they're coming for relief, you're allowed to put reasonable conditions on a variance.
Right, yeah.
You're picking, and you want that done.
And like that house on Winchester, and Mom, they had no windows in back.
Right.
And we made them put windows.
Yeah. So we can start doing that in these variance applications, when they're looking for relief. When it's a buy right to go into the building department, there's not much you can do.
You can still bring it up as a.
But if you're, where you can have that impact.
You're saying the triggers.
The triggers of the variance, when they come in for a variance. That's when you can start pushing those.
What percentage do we see?
And I think that's what we see most of, because everybody needs something.
Yeah.
We see most of the things. I'll check with Dino and Carmel and those guys, and they can look at it. We see most of them, things come in here, right? There's not a lot of buy right homes going on.
Not at all.
I think, like John said, you know, we've changed the culture, and I think you can do the same thing. When people start to hear those, because it's the same architects and applicants, and they start to hear the dialogue that we're having, that, you know, now that we have you as a variance, we're asking for more variation in design.
Yeah.
Those architects.
We can put it in the.
We see the same handful of architects here.
Yeah.
That's where the conversation comes through. We're going to see the strength of the board carries on that, and then hopefully engage their clients.
Well, I think reaching out to the architects and even the attorneys. I mean, I don't think Brian would bring an application that didn't have parking or was asking for a parking variance.
Especially in that neighborhood.
I think they would say to their clients, you're not going to get the variance passed if you come in and want no parking.
Right.
You know, it's just not going to pass. That's not how their board is. And if they get the same idea, they want architectural things like that. They need to advise their clients on how to get the variances passed, for knowing the things that this board would like.
Yeah, I think if we bring up this conversation during the master plan process and get Jim to put that in there as a goal.
Right.
Diversified architecture, maintain what we have here now and not have cookie cutter style homes. They're not cookie cutter, but they all have the same aspects to them. The black windows and the.
They do.
Standing rooms and.
And just, I'm doing one now that's on a 25-foot line. It's got cedar shake exterior. It's got a lot of corbels and brackets. It's got a really nice roof pitch. You know, it's going to be, even though it's 50 feet tall,
right,
it's still going to be a really nice looking house. Mooney's house that I built by the Dorset Avenue Bridge, 32-foot lot. But again, you know, they did a really nice job thinking it through, making a really nice design. It's possible to do it, you know.
But they spent some money on it.
Yeah, use a little creativity, a little thought.
Yeah.
But that drives numbers, though. That, you know, that drives the cost of the house up. Is somebody willing to be able to pay a little bit more to get a little bit more?
Right. The perfect example of being able to put a condition on, and it was Joe's suggestion. The one house, he was asking for some significant relief. It was a big house. Fire sprinklers. The guy agreed to it. It just, you know, that's where you don't have it over a barrel, but you kind of do. You can't be unreasonable, but you can start to ask for those kind of things. You know, I think that's the first house in Ventnor that's going to have sprinklers in it. I don't know if any others do.
The Bottos.
I got one for on there right
now. Oh, Robert's doing it? Yeah,
you got it.
I'm doing one right now.
Yeah, we guys asked for that. Two other houses we asked for.
That's going well.
So I think we have Joe, we asked for three houses.
But the conversation has to start before they come here. It has to be. We can't say at this point that that you've built a design that aesthetics don't really match with our vision. Yeah, that has to be brought up along.
That's what I'm saying. Put a master plan.
Put it
so they can see.
So they can see.
I mean, Rob, you've seen it in Margate too. It's no different than Margate and Ventnor or Longport's another world.
Oh yeah, I mean, two different people
building houses. One that wants to own it and live in it. They take a little bit more time, and you have the other ones who come down, and they're speculators, and they want, you know, demolition is not allowed in some time. September 15th, they want to tear that house down so they can sell it and have it done by May, the following year.
And those are the guys.
Whatever's available, easiest to build it, that's.
And those are the guys that are putting, if it should be a three-zone, you know, heating system, they're putting two zones in. It should be a 200-amp service, they're putting a 100-amp service in. Those guys are, they're killing us. I can name names, it's enough to make it, want to, you know, cry.
Yeah.
And then they want us to try to be competitive on a square footage basis with some of these clowns. It's frustrating as hell.
The other thing that's going to kill us too in the future is these tall homes, there's no elevators in the houses and no provisions for them. They don't want to put them in the setbacks.
Most of the newer homes are having.
Yeah, but some of these small ones are going to be, they want to be put them in, and that's the problem.
I mean, it's a complex problem, and I'm not trying to like stir the pot, but it's like I said, I went from 20 years ago, a member of this board, begging for what's going on now.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's going on. Yeah. And we're like, oh my God, how do we stop the train?
Yeah, John, it's nice to bring this stuff back up again. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great to be back on the board.
Yeah. But now, do you want to do, we put it on the floor. Do you want to do a narrative and put it out, or just work with the master plan? What's this consensus here?
I think it's better than master plan.
And we'll drop that, and we'll deal with
and,
it.
There. And you can pull it out there as an excerpt and show it to people and bring it to, and pass it on to architects, tell them this is
the thought. The design section of the master plan where Jim can come up with some standards.
Okay.
Speak to smart folks.
Everybody good with that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll do that.
Any other discussion that you want to put on the floor at the time?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn. Then time to adjourn.
Yes.
So moved.
Okay. We're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You got me ripping my back.
Thanks, John.
John.